And thanks for joining us on the JX today. We'll go back more than 400 years to start today's exchange to at least establish that we'll be talking about a play called Hamlet, credited to William Shakespeare with first production in 1600 or 1601. It's still being performed in the original language, but audiences will get to see and hear scenes from a modern English version this weekend in Ashland. It's a project of Play on Shakespeare, which is a nonprofit engaged in reworking the Shakespeare canon in modern language. Play on Shakespeare turned to the theater company Universe's to do the rewrite, and Ashland New Plays Festival is producing this weekend's readings. Jackie Apodaca is the artistic director of Ashland New Plays Festival in the studio with me once again. Welcome, Jackie.
Hello. Good to see you.
Good to see you here. Louis Douthat is on the phone with us, the founder and president of Play on Shakespeare and a former employee of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Welcome, Louis.
Hey, Jeffrey. Nice to be with you again.
Good to have you. So take people back. I mean, there are several years of history now in Play on Shakespeare.
There are indeed. I mean, we started as a program within OSF. You know, as you said, I was at OSF in the teens. And in 2019, we formed our own nonprofit to continue to promote and produce the translations hither and yon. And that's basically what we've been doing since 2019, is produce the 39 translations that were done in the first round of commissions, and then we're on a kind of a second round. We're not going to do all of them again, but we want to look at a couple of them. And so we have like a handful of new commissions, of which Universes has one of them.
Tell us about Universes. We don't have any of the reps here yet. We're still waiting for Stephen Sepp to come in. He's been invited. Tell us about Universes and their history and their history with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and now this project.
Yeah, well, they're an extraordinary ensemble of theater artists, and their electric combination of poetry, music, and theatricality that, from my sensibility, lands quite an emotional punch in performance. This is a very physical, very visceral, emotional experience that they compose. And to just say that there is a composing part about it. I mean, it was just in a part of a rehearsal just yesterday, and they were working on a piece at the beginning of Hamlet, a piece that's often cut in performance that has what I think is some interesting information in it, and they've turned it into a Universe song style presentation. And I just thought it was so amazingly powerful to sort of deliver that information that way. So that has been their a trademark in terms of style, and they've been together for decades as an ensemble, and were, I think they still are, ensemble resident at OSF, and have produced several pieces, including Party People.
Yeah, Party People was amazing. I remember being feeling guilty for sitting down because there was so much marching and singing and everything else.
Yeah, right. So you get that sort of visceral component that's part of, you know, the whole gestalt of Universes.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jackie Apodaca, I mean, it seems like an easy call for you at Ashland New Plays Festival to say, oh, okay, let's do this Hamlet translation.
It was, but it was, Louis and I talked about this a lot, that it was an easy call in terms of who we would get to work with and the exciting development being part of that, of the new play on translation of this important, you know, timeless play. But at the same time, the fact that it is a timeless play and a classic is really unusual for a new plays festival. Ashland New Plays Festival is... Our mission is to support living playwrights and playwrights that can actually come to Ashland and join us and meet the community, talk to people in the community about their work. And so working on something by Shakespeare is a little strange for us. But Louis and I talked about how with a new translation, it's really a chance for contemporary playwrights to engage with classic work and to actually take timeless stories and turn them into something modern and contemporary.
We are talking about the modern reworking of Hamlet. Some selected scenes will be presented this weekend. That'll be Saturday, June 1st at 7:30, Sunday, June 2nd at 1:30 at the Southern Oregon University Main Stage Theater. From Ashland New Plays Festival, we have Jackie Apodaca, the artistic director. From Play on Shakespeare, we have Louis Douthat, the founder and president. If you have some questions or comments, we are live. You can join the conversation with your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Louis, the Shakespeare traditionalists in love with the language have complained about the entire idea of writing a Shakespeare play, and it didn't start with you, I know, or rewriting a Shakespeare play. Talk about who you do this for.
I actually think we do it for everyone, Jeffrey. I think there's no doubt that the language of Shakespeare is extraordinary. And I don't think that that's what we're saying particularly. But we're saying that there are times, I think, where the beauty of the poetry can get in the way of us kind of grasping what's going on in the moment of it happening. Not the same thing as sort of in a performance tempo rather than sort of in a literary tempo. And so we're just interested in sort of exploring a lot of those moments to see what happens. If we as audience can kind of keep up with things, as I think they did 400 years ago, were able to keep up with it because it was in more of a syntax that was theirs. And the idea here is to be companion pieces in terms of sort of a resource, but and also to be performable. I think there are many resources that paraphrase Shakespeare, but I don't think that they're performable, you know, in the sense of putting active voice behind them and sort of enacting them. Mm-hmm. So they had to sort of honor and mix with, sort of intermingle with Shakespeare. We call it a little bit of, it's a contemporary blend, right? A little bit of Cabernet and a little bit of Merlot, you know, kind of thing, right? And as you said, such mixing in terms of text has been happening basically since 1660. And we're just wanting to sort of explore on a very kind of one level only, like just language, Jeffrey, as if that's really easy. Just language. Just language, because the story has to stay the same. Characters have to stay the same. They still have to have the same motivations and the same actions. We're not asking that anybody adapt. It's a whole other exercise, and also, you know, it's something else, Jackie, we could explore. Like when somebody wants to adapt one of these, you know, then it is, you know, becomes a more conventional new play, I suppose. But I think they're for everybody. I've heard people who have come to readings and presentations of the plays and said, you know, I've been teaching this play for 30 years and I heard something for the first time. And I thought, oh, that's kind of fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. I think the opportunity to hear again and perhaps hear anew, which is impossible when you're talking about Hamlet. but that's the kind of, it was a new play once, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, how do we kind of, I don't know. So that's the experiment basically. And that's what we've been doing for, you know, low these 8-9 years.
So, Jackie, as not directly involved in the process, have you been to rehearsals? Have you watched much of the process, or
no.
Have you just been saying no? I'll see it with everybody else.
I'll see it with everybody else. I've seen the beginning of the process. I've seen the ensemble. I worked really closely with the casting process to bring people together, and so I have a sense of what may happen.
Okay, we have Stephen Sapp just entering the room now, the co-founder of Universes with Mildred Ruiz Sapp. Stephen, good to see you again. We haven't seen you in a long time, since like Party People days.
Yeah, and y'all in a new building now. So
I thought that might have been the issue.
Yeah. Where are they? But good morning.
Good morning. So tell us about the process, though. I mean, you've got particularly some of the key phrases. I mean, some of the best-known phrases of Shakespeare come out of Hamlet, to be or not to be. I mean, what do you do with that brick?
Well, actually, and it's actually fun. It's like a start out as an exercise to just kind of deconstruct it, add contemporary words to it. Then it was like, well, what can we really do with it? So we've been moving stuff around, but really focusing on what was the environment around Hamlet. A lot of people focus on, oh, is he crazy? Is he not crazy? And we're really focused on what was the environment around him. So when you do see him sort of act out, you kind of get, well, this was going on, and this was going on. So it's been fun. I can't lie. It's been fun.
Well, as Louis already explained, I mean, the story is the story, but I mean, mm-hmm. you can't do much. I mean, it's a prince haunted by a dead father, so you kind of had to stick with things there. Yeah,
it's certain things you can't move. But we've added music in some places.
And I think I remember asking you about this when we talked about Party People years ago. Mm-hmm. You guys have such a collaborative process at Universes. I mean, do you sometimes forget what you just said, and as you work through how scenes are going to take shape?
Not that you forget, but you try to leave a little room available, as we would say, for the ghosts to come in. Mm-hmm. So we'll know what we're saying, and then there'll be a moment in there where we kind of don't know what's going to happen. So you got to really kind of listen, and it's a trusting exercise for us. And when we bring other people into the process, that's kind of what we do. So it's an exercise and a skill set that we've been using for years. So
the actors that are going to be involved in this, it does involve you and Mildred Ruiz Sepp, but who else is involved in this?
William Ruiz, AKA Ninja, who's also in our company. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see if I can get everybody now. Barrett.
Barrett O'Brien, mm-hmm. I'll help you.
Okay. You might as well keep
Vilma
going.
Silva.
Vilma.
Nate Walker, who's just a graduate of SAU Theater just last year, but who had worked with Stephen on a show last year, a couple years ago.
Yeah, the Thanksgiving play.
Thanksgiving play here mm-hmm. at SAU.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody else is in that room.
Jazz Hall.
And wow. Christiana Clark.
Christiana
Clark. Okay, yeah. So names that people should know from the Shakespeare Festival and elsewhere. Big names in theater. How workshoppy is this version of Hamlet at the moment? I mean, could there be big changes before the text is locked up as final, or am I even making an assumption that it will be locked up as final?
It'll be locked up by final, but we're not doing the entire play. We're up through the player. So it'll be locked. I'm sure there'll be a couple of things we put in there that it could either go this way or that way, but it'll be pretty much locked for the actors to feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Universes ourselves, we know how to sort of play around and improvise or do something in a moment. So it'll be a mixture of both.
The whole Universes thing is just so interesting, the way you guys so know and trust each other in a process. That must be delightful and probably enervating at times, too.
It's delightful, innovative, and extremely frustrating at times because we do know each other so well and we do sit in the room with each other so well. So you almost like you know what everyone's going to say. So sometimes we'll have to take breaks. So when we get back in the room, it's fresh. But we started off, and you know this, in the poetry clubs in New York City. So it was always about having an opening 2 minutes, a closing 2 minutes, and then what happened in between, we left open to see what would happen. And we brought the same process into the theater. Mm.
Jackie Apodaca from the New Plays Festival, you have acknowledged what probably didn't need to be said, which was that the playwright can't be here. So will this be like the New Plays Festival events over the rest of the year, where there'll be some sort of a talk back with Universes at the end?
Yeah, absolutely. And Louis is going to run that talk back as the moderator as well, and help talk about the process. But I think that exactly what you're saying and what Stephen is referring to too, like the reason that AMPF is involved in this is that it is an opportunity to support living playwrights. It is an opportunity to support playwrights, but in this case, the playwright we're supporting is the group of Universes. And so Universe is having the opportunity to work with us, to work with Shakespeare, to work with Play On. It sort of seemed like a magical combination.
Louis, we just have a minute left. Louis Douthat is the founder and president of Play On Shakespeare. Talk to the absolutely non-Shakespeare people for a moment and about why Shakespeare's work is important enough to update for people in our time.
Because, Jeffrey, the stories that he's telling, and in particular how he is telling them, that is where I am very interested, is how he is telling them, continue to be potent and relevant because they are processes and explorations of the consequences of unchecked power. And I think that those stories told through incredibly complex three-dimensional characters is why they continue to draw our interest today, and we continue to get much from them.
So, Stephen Sapp, I'll give you about 10 seconds here. Did you guys say, or yeah? When
we, we really went, yeah. Really, really excited about it. Yeah, we're really excited.
So Universes is the company that producing this new version of Hamlet. Just selected scenes from that. Saturday, June 1st at 7:30. Sunday, June 2nd at 1:30, Southern Oregon University Main Stage Theater. So Universes, play on Shakespeare, and, of course, Ashland New Plays Festival, where Jackie Apodaca is the artist. Director. Jackie, thank you.
Thank you.
Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.
And Louis, thank you.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. We'll come back and talk about highways in just a minute.